Welcome to the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Each week, I help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. Security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy. Those are just a few of the things that we cover each and every week. And the main purpose of the Middle East Report is to encourage you to read, study, and apply the Word of God in your life. And I really do believe that the best way to do that is to connect with the people, places, and geography of what we read in the Bible. And that is exactly what we're going to do today. In fact, I am coming to you from the land of Israel, from a beautiful part of Israel, and talking to a dear friend of mine and of so many of you who are listening today, Amir Sarfati. He is a worldwide Bible teacher. He's an author of several books, founder of Behold Israel. He is heard and seen by millions in social media, including his Telegram channel that gives you current news updates on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. Behold Israel literally connects you to the Word of God and the truth about current events. Amir, it is amazing to see you again. It's been a while.
It has been, yes. And thank you. It's good to see you also, John.
And here we are in the land of Israel. I am in your hometown in Israel.
Correct. Kiryat Tivon. We're right in between the Mediterranean on the west and the Jezreel Valley on the east.
Well, I came here during this time of war to do a lot of different interviews and connect with a lot of people. And I'm so glad I had this opportunity to come and connect with you, Amir. And it is a time of war in Israel right now, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things going on here in the land of Israel and with Behold Israel, of course, and the brand new Connect Center that we're going to talk about here a little later on in the program. But I wanted to ask you right here at the top of the show how you and your family are doing during this time of stress, this time of conflict here in the land of Israel.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for asking. We're doing good, better than when the war had begun. I've got two children that are in active duty right now. I've got a son who is in the Air Force and a daughter who is she's no longer in her duty service, but in reserves duty. And she's also serving in the Northern Command. And so, yeah, we definitely not only feel the war because we're situated next to the northernmost airbase of the Israeli Air Force, but we also have family members that are in it.
How would you say the atmosphere here is among, you know, Israel in general, among the population? Are they afraid? Are they uncertain?
Well, I think the major feeling is frustration, and the frustration is not from anything but the world reaction to Israel's response to what happened on October 7th. We are well prepared for a long war. We understand that tackling Hamas and Hezbollah is something we haven't done for nearly 20 years, and we have to do it right now. But we're pretty shocked and amazed to see the complete denial of so many countries to the situation Israel finds itself in, and the ridiculous demands from Israel, demands that no other country was demanded during war, to send humanitarian aid to your enemy, to not even demand or not to give us any sign of life from our hostages. These are things that I don't think any other country would be willing to accept. But Israel has always been judged in different standards, has always been treated differently. The UN has an obsession towards Israel. And it seems like it's not only the UN. It seems like we're dealing with a current U.S. administration, some the Canadian one, as well as some of the Western European countries. It's very interesting. We find more understanding to Israel from the neighboring Arab countries than from Europeans and American people. So it's kind of interesting. But look, we bite our tongue. We understand it's going to be long. We understand that the world might not like us for a moment, but we are doing what we're doing right now for the sake of our children.
You know, you mentioned the United States, and I think that the relationship between Israel and the United States, in my opinion, is at an all-time low. You look at what Senator Schumer did in basically trying to interfere with the elections, and the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, saying, hey, I agree with that. How do you see what's going on in the United States in the relationship with Israel? And of course, you know, there is some thoughts from the United States, well, we're not going to give you any weapons unless you do what we say.
Look, the attempt to remove Netanyahu from office is not new. For the last 5 years, they've been trying to do that. And each time there was a different, different reason. The U.S., this current U.S. administration is a very big opponent of the not only Netanyahu as a person, but also his policies. The fact that we're not willingly giving land to Palestinians and creating another entity of terror in the shape of a Palestinian state, and the fact that Israel is not willing to dance to the music of the globalists, that's the problem. And so what we see now is that the radical left in Israel is whispering in the ears of the U.S. administration, which is already anyway concerned about the woke part of the Democratic Party, and together they collude to topple a government that was democratically elected by a vast majority of the Jewish people in the land of Israel. It's I don't even understand how come they call themselves Democrats when they're doing the most undemocratic thing by trying to topple a government that was democratically elected. And so you mentioned earlier that Schumer tried to meddle with the elections. We don't have elections in Israel. In fact, they want us to have elections, but we don't. We already had elections last October, and Netanyahu won, October before in 22, and Netanyahu won in a landslide victory, 64 parliament seats. It's a solid coalition, and that's it. The world needs to get used to it. We have a government, we have a prime minister, that's the majority of the Jews. And it's interesting, from some strange reason, the U.S. administration doesn't even understand that the majority of the Israelis after October 7th are even more hawkish than Netanyahu is. So if they're looking for someone else, they're going to get someone that is way more conservative and tough. So they better really learn to work with Netanyahu, who is a stateman, who knows a thing or two about foreign relations and about how to deal with the enemy. He is our prime minister. Deal with that.
You know, the prime minister, he has said that the majority of Israelis support the war and what's going on and the total removal of Hamas. And it's so crazy to me that it seems like Israel has to get permission from the United States to go into Rafah, which is the last holdout of Hamas. I know that's not the way Israel sees it, but that's the way the United States is trying to force Israel into, doing what they want to do. It's just crazy.
Well, the U.S. is using its whip, which is the status in the U.N. Security Council, as well as the fact that the U.S. is sending us armaments and munitions. By the way, we're buying it from you guys. But the bottom line is this. We need the munition, we need the armament, and we need that the Security Council resolutions will not be harsh against Israel. So we are trying as much as we can to comply with U.S. demands as long as they are not completely reasonable. And the demand not to go into Rafah is completely unreasonable, because if you want me to crush Hamas and yet you want me to leave the last four battalions as well as the leadership intact, then how will I ever be able to do that? So either you allow me to finish. By the way, speaking, for example, about hunger in the Gaza Strip. First of all, there's no hunger. But if there is a lack of food somewhere, it's because Hamas is stealing the food that is entering into Gaza. So removing Hamas should be also the interest of America if they truly want humanitarian aid to reach the right people at the right time, at the right place. So everybody needs to understand it's for the best of the Palestinians themselves that Hamas is removed. Every Arab country around us, and I can guarantee you that one, Jordan and Egypt and Saudi and the Emirates and all of them, they want Hamas to be removed. Qatar is the only one that is okay. And the reason why Qatar is okay with Hamas is because Qatar is okay with all the bad guys. They want to have an insurance policy that the bad guys will not do anything to them. So they're okay with them. But even that is bringing Qatar to a point where the world is looking at them and seeing the hypocrisy. So look, it's in a very, very, bizarre way. Europe, Western Europe and Northern America are less understanding of the Israeli situation than the Arab countries around us.
It is just absolutely amazing to see things happening here in the Middle East, things unfolding. And of course, your ministry deals a lot with the prophetic events. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And we're going to talk about the media bias. You know, you mentioned the hunger that supposedly is going on in Gaza. The media is feeding that those lies to the world. But before we talk about something exciting happening with Behold Israel and how you're going to deal with all of this media lies, all the bias, getting the truth out, can you just give us a really quick update on the war, you know, what's happening here in the land of Israel on all fronts?
We're more than 160 days into the war right now. Out of the 14 battalions of Hamas, 10 of them are crushed completely. 4 of them are still operative. Most of Hamas either is injured or dead. The leadership of Hamas is entrenched in tunnels surrounding itself with the living hostages. I believe that there's a lot of dead hostages. You know, we estimate that out of the 134 hostages, probably more than half are dead. We are at the point where Israel needs to complete the mission with Rafah, and then, John, only then the war will start. Because people don't understand, Hamas is not the biggest threat on Israel. It's Hezbollah, with 250,000 rockets, of which 10% are precision rockets, precision guided, which they can change the skyline of Tel Aviv and Haifa, and they can forever, you know, do damage to Israel. So Israel must harm and deny the military capabilities of Hezbollah as well, if we ever want to bring back 82,000 Israelis that live in the north that had to evacuate from homes in their cities and kibbutzim all across the border. We are not only having problem with Hamas. Hamas is almost completely crushed. We're actually bringing back those who were evacuated from the surroundings of Gaza back home, because that's safe now to be there. But it's still not safe to live in northern Israel. And along the border, we have towns and villages that are 60 to 70% of their homes are destroyed already. So we have to put an end to that. There's just a big problem. And the big problem is the armament and the munition that we need to have in order to be able to enter into such a campaign. We do not estimate a campaign with Hezbollah to be less than 6 months. And we have enough for 2 months right now. So Israel is stalling in order to get as much weapon as it can, as much munition and armament as we can, in order to be ready for a long campaign with Hezbollah.
And that is why I believe, you know, people who are listening right now to the Middle East Report, you need to contact your senators, contact your congressmen, and tell them, tell the administration, you need to support and stand with Israel, and especially, you know, when it comes to giving arms to Israel. You know, it is amazing to me that the United States gives billions of dollars to Ukraine, puts no conditions on all of the weapons that we give to Ukraine. But when it comes to Israel, you know, we got to put all these
stipulations,
all these stipulations on Israel. It is just bizarre. It is terrible. And I just encourage people to contact their senators and their congressmen and let them know we need to stand with Israel, because this is the only democracy that we have here in the Middle East.
It is. And, you know, prophetically, America will not be there for Israel in Ezekiel 38. We know that. Everybody knows that. Now, how will that happen? For years, we thought that it's going to be the decline of America from the world stage as a superpower, and the fact that America will implode from inside and all of that. But I also, let me submit to you today, that even the Israelis nowadays are watching the toxic dependence on America, and the fact that if we cannot really do what we need to do because of a U.S. administration that is so hostile, we need to rethink our relationship and make sure that we are not depending or dependent on U.S. weapons and U.S. munitions and U.S. Approval for things that we do. And so there is a growing sense of it's time to separate. It's time to, and I'm telling you that as someone who is a great supporter of the U.S. Israeli relationship, as someone who loves the United States, and someone who most of our followers are from the United States. And in fact, Behold Israel is registered in the United States. My point is that prophetically, I see how the separation between us and you guys is happening. And it's actually happening because we cannot afford to have such toxic relationship. And I think on the side of the U.S. administration, it looks like they already made up their mind who is it that they prefer to have on their side. And it's very sad because that's the direction America goes also on so many other levels. Not only, I mean, you know, think about it. If you stand with Israel against the evil, then you have to stand on other truths that the Democrats are not exactly famous for. And so they're letting the woke agenda even rule in the way they treat Israel. It's very sad. It's troubling. If I was an American, I would be extremely, extremely troubled right now. You know, it's the end of March. I'm not sure when this piece is going to be aired, but I can tell you one thing. Until November 3rd, so much can happen. And we cannot even imagine to what lows the relationship between the two countries will get and to what severe consequences it can lead us to. So I'm praying that something is going to happen that will cause the U.S. Leaders to understand that if Israel is not going to be defended right now, it'll come to your doorpost. And it is coming to your doorpost. If you are not standing on the truth right now here, it will come to your place. And it'll knock on your door or even barge through an open door and visit you on your soil. And I don't need to tell you what's going on within America right now. You have tons of terrorists that infiltrated into the U.S. from the southern border. Some of them you know about, some of them you have no clue, but they are waiting for the day to do what they did to us, to do it also to you.
I want to encourage you to follow Amir Sarfati on his Telegram channel. If you want to stay current on what's happening here in the Middle East, you have an incredible amount of followers on Telegram, Amir, and just briefly, how important is it for people to follow you on Telegram, and how can they do that?
Okay, first of all, Telegram is a platform that is not shadow banning, and it's not having algorithms that kind of divert people away from you. You can have your own channel and say whatever you want in it, and that's the beauty of it. I cannot share what I share on Telegram anywhere else. I cannot share it on Twitter. I cannot share it on Facebook or Instagram. I try to share little bits and pieces, but the main meat of what's going on is only shared on Telegram, because this is where I am free to share what I want. That's why Telegram is the most important platform I have today. Who would imagine? You know, we have giants like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, and yet Telegram, of all things, is the most important platform, because this is where I can say what I know and what I want without being banned or restricted.
The opportunity to get news and information from Israel directly from an incredible organization called Behold Israel, and with Amir Sarfati and his staff, is going to go to a whole new level with Connect. This is a media center that is now under construction here in the land of Israel. Please tell everybody about this vision, and it's coming to pass.
Within a few weeks, it'll be open, and we're going to start working there. Towards the middle of last year, I sensed that something big is going to happen in Israel, and I also sensed that it's time for me to take a break and be in the land, not to travel and speak, to take a break from traveling and speaking, but also to start a center here that will not only somehow make my online appearance better, but also be a place that will make this ministry available for the local believers and for local Israelis. So this is the first time Behold Israel has a place, a physical place that we operate, where we not only broadcast from, but we also host groups and individuals and teach them in person. So we're looking forward to it, and I'm looking for, believe it or not, but the local body of Christ in Israel is not into Bible prophecy. I mean, most of the churches don't teach that. So I'm going to do courses and seminars on the role of Israel in Bible prophecy. I'm going to teach the book of Revelation. I'm going to teach the book of Daniel. I'm going to kind of give the people hope through what the Word of God says regarding the future of Israel. But I will also make myself available to anyone who walks in and asks about the Lord, about who we are, about what we believe in. We're currently engaged in finding translators to translate my books to Hebrew also. So it will be also there available to be given to people upon their request. But again, we also want to upgrade the way we broadcast. We want to add new things to our palette of programs. And one of the things that we're going to do is add a podcast also. And you're mostly welcome, John, whenever you are in Galilee, to be there and we can do a podcast together.
Thank you, Amir. I would absolutely love that. This is an incredible organization and an amazing ministry. And I don't know any other organization or ministry out there, Amir, that is doing what you are doing to keep people informed about the current events, which you do. But then you tie in the biblical, prophetic part of what's happening because we lose that. It's one thing to hear about the current events, but you know, it's another thing to tie in all of that. And Behold Israel does that. And this new Connect Center, if you go to beholdisrael.org, you can find out more about that and how to support them. I encourage you to do that because you'll be a part of that. It's going to take everything to a new level.
And that's why we called it Connect. We want to connect people with the Bible, connect world events with Bible prophecy, connect Israelis with the gospel, connect the people of the world with Israel. It's all about connecting everything and putting it together and getting the picture that God is not done with Israel and that we still have a plan and Hamas is not going to determine what the future of Israel is going to be. God has already determined that, and it's already being communicated through the prophets, and this is why I love teaching from the books of the prophets.
You know, Amir, there's a lot of people who are listening right now, as you know, who love your ministry, Behold Israel, and they watch you on YouTube, or they have you on Telegram. I encourage everybody to get you on Telegram, and would you just speak to them for just a moment? Because they're like, well, I'm thousands of miles away, you know, from the land of Israel. I'm hearing about all the conflict, and I really don't know what I can do. Yeah, I can pray. That's good. Maybe that's the most important thing. But what would you say to those who just love Behold Israel, love the Jewish people, and love the land of Israel to those who are listening today?
Well, first of all, I would encourage them to encourage the Israelis. I would encourage them to encourage Jews around the world. We're feeling a worldwide attack on Jews as Jews, not even regarding Israel itself, but every Jew is a suspect right now. Every Jew is someone that they feel free to say whatever they want to and to justify attacking. And I think that the Jewish people are feeling more safe right now among Christians than among liberals and then among people whom they counted as friends in a home politically. For example, I think I posted that on Telegram, a little piece of a thread from a Twitter account of a very prominent Jewish leader. And she said, for the first time, I'm reconsidering my vote. I am not going to vote for the Democrat Party. And then someone told her, hey, the Christians love you. And she said, well, we realize now that, wherever Christians are, we find more love for Israel than elsewhere. And it seems like don't fall into sensationalism. Don't fall into conspiracy theories. Stick to the Bible. Love Israel because God wants you to. And show your love because He loves us first and also because you believe in a Messiah that will return to save His own. And He never really forgot them. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are tightly connected in your faith to the people of Israel, the land of Israel, the King of Israel. And one day we will all live as He reigns from the land of Israel, from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. So we cannot allow the enemy to take away these promises. And so I would like to tell everyone, pick up the phone, call a Jewish friend, write them a nice email, call your representative and press them to have the government continue to support and help Israel. And of course, whenever you can, in however you can, support Israel financially, spiritually, physically, whatever, and show them that you're here. You're not falling into the trap of the enemy, of deception, of hatred, and all of these nonsense. You know, it's very sad. It's very sad that we're getting to the point where even rape is justified as a mean of resistance. It's the same people who would file a complaint of harassment, sexual harassment, if you just said hello to them, that they're now standing and saying rape is okay as long as it's done to these people. Now, things are only going to get worse for the Jewish people. And if you really thoroughly study the books of the prophets, you know that October 7th is nothing compared to what the Antichrist is going to do. And yet at the same time, we're called to be different, and we're called to stand for them, pray for them, love them, and be on their side.
We are broadcasting from Israel today on this Middle East Report with Amir Sarfati in his beautiful home here in Israel. And this is a beautiful town that you live in. And it's just so good to be back here in the land. I want to encourage everybody to connect with Behold Israel and what you guys are doing. BeholdIsrael.org. They need to be following you on Telegram. And you can get that connection if you go to BeholdIsrael.org. Just there's a way to connect there with Telegram. Please do that. He is keeping you informed and updated on what's going on here in the land. And I have to say this, Amir, as we wrap up today. Being here in the land, there's a war going on. But I have to tell you that in the midst of all of this, I have felt so much peace. It is crazy. But I felt the peace of the Lord even in the midst of this war. Am I crazy, or what's going on with me?
You're not crazy. God is protecting his people. And God is here, and you know, what happened on October 7th is sad, but God is on the throne, and the enemies are going to be defeated.
I totally, completely believe that, Amir, and I want to encourage everybody to connect with you. You've got brand new books, one brand new book that you've written here, Discovering Daniel. People can go and find that book on BeholdIsrael.org, Discovering Daniel. Please do that. He's got several other books. There is novels that you have written. I have read them. So much great content that's coming from Behold Israel. And you need to connect with this amazing organization. Pray about supporting them through prayer, through finances, and in any way you can. Amir, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Thank you, John. God bless.
From the land of Israel today, Amir Sarfati and John Riley talking about Behold Israel. And I want to encourage you to download a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major podcast platforms out there, so you can download it that way. Follow me. I hope that you'll do that. And I want to also encourage you to go to AFR.net. You can get a podcast of the show there as well. Just click on the podcast tab and look for the Middle East Report, and you'll find it right there. Thank you for listening. Please continue to pray for everything going on here in the land of Israel. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.